Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Shartok, as the days of summer tick by. Alan, I noticed that the Farmer's Almanac is predicting another brutal winter for particularly Boston, which was hit hard, but of course the Northeast.
Well, you know, David, I'm a Murphyist. You're never disappointed if you expect the worst and if it gets better than that. And I think that there may be some Murphy in the Farmer's Almanac also. And I'm not happy about it. I'll be honest with you. You know, I've really enjoyed the summer and enjoyed the heat and all the rest of it. But the idea that we're going to have to go through that again, it's really not a pleasant prospect. I'm sure everybody agrees with that.
The economic situation continues to worry many, although you did speak to a major expert, Hugh Johnson, from our area yesterday on Vox Pop, who said, you know, stick around for the long term.
Well, I think that's the only thing that people can be saying right now. Everybody's calling their brokers, much like one would call their doctor, and saying, what can I do about this thing? Well, the brokers have only one answer. They have to say, stay the course. Don't start selling in a panic because you'll lose your shirt. At least if you stay in and it comes back, you'll be up there where you were. We had one caller yesterday on Vox Pop, very interesting, saying, how come, let's say, you know, I'm in, I stay in. It gets back where it was, but I don't have the same amount of money in my account that I did. And that, I say, is how they get you. I was extraordinarily interested, David, in the idea that a barrel of oil keeps costing less and less and less and less. And yet, I don't see a precipitous downward spiral in what we're paying at the pumps. As I've said many times, I want an investigation.
Well, what about this angle on the economic scene from the Times this morning? There is scant historical evidence that an authoritarian, undemocratic government like China's could pull off the kind of reforms it is being called on to make.
I don't think they have the slightest idea what to do. I think they keep trying everything that has worked, at least partially, in the American democracy and this currency of ours. But I have to tell you, you know, in the end, everybody wants dollars, because dollars still remain one of the great bastions. So this country's in better shape than China, which is, of course, a dictatorship. I don't think there's any question about it. And they are trying everything desperately, and they just can't get the job done. The problem is we're also interdependent, that the tentacles reach across the oceans. They reach into virtually every part of the way we do our business, the trading that goes on between various countries. Europe is even harder hit than America is. And, you know, there's going to have to be a clarification of whose responsibility each thing is. You know, these are very volatile times, David. And when a country like China gets into the kind of trouble that it's in, there's always diversions that take place. And one hopes that one of those diversions is not some kind of aggressive military move to get people's eyes off of what's happening in their stock markets.
Speaking of aggressive moves, Alan, Donald Trump had the anchor Jorge Ramos from the Spanish language network Univision thrown out of the news conference when he stood up and began asking questions about immigration. Trump said, excuse me, sit down. You haven't been called. Go back to Univision.
Look, Donald Trump is making his reputation as an anti-immigrant fellow. And here stands up a guy from Univision in the Spanish language system and starts to give Trump a hard time. Trump has him thrown out. Now, think about this. This is pure Trump. It plays right into his hands. People don't like the press. They think that reporters can be intrusive. People like you and me, we think that the guy was doing his job and was doing the right thing. But there are vast numbers of Americans who say, yeah, give it to him, Donald. You know, I had an experience at the local Rotary or whatever else, and I didn't like what I saw. So people don't like the press. And the same people that he's been after on immigration, I suspect they're with him on throwing the guy out.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome.